State Music Live. Everybody, welcome to Upstate Music Mind, Season 5.
Season 5, Episode Dose.
I'm your co-host, Dr. Love Beats, over here. I got my buddy Ryan Stearns.
Dr. Love Beats back on the mic. We're recording in Charlie's Castle.
Live from Charlie's Castle. We're at the Who Am I annual Christmas party. Three artists playing tonight. Who Am I, of course. We got our good buddy Kevin Shalareth, who is all the way from St. Louis. He is a traveling musician.
Is he related to Mark Shalareth, the old lineman for the Broncos?
I hope so, because I've never met another Shalareth in my life. So, and then we got the new duo acoustic group I just started playing in called Brian and Ryan.
Brian and Ryan.
So we're going to...
Now, if you say that with an accent, people might think it's B-R-I-N-E.
That's R-I-N-E.
Is that what it is?
That's 100% what it is.
Oh, shit. Okay, I'm an idiot.
So I said it right. That's exactly how we say it.
First time ever I underthought something, not overthought it.
So that means we're doing something right, because you straight up got it. That's
good. It took 102 episodes of finally doing something right here.
Brian and Ryan. So we got a pretty stacked bill. This is our third Charlie Castle show. First time for the Umpod Nation to be here.
It is, yes.
Excited for y'all to be here. And we got so much content and so many interviews to get and then we got so much music to play. I'm just ready to dive into it, dude.
We will, man. We'll dice and dissect it as we need to over the next few episodes. So we'll give everybody a fair opportunity to be featured, get some music on here.
Right. We're going to have so much content. We might be stretching this a few episodes. Y'all might be at Charlie's Castle for a little while until the new year.
Get comfy.
Get comfy, y'all.
So, but I do know a couple things here. We wanted to get Matt Fassis' new tune on the show at some point, too, so we can squeeze an interview with him. It's either going to be this or the next episode, likely, but we're going to have interviews from the artists that, obviously, Love Beats just told you about.
Yes, me and Matt Fassis did a remix of B-Side of a Dream, so I'm really excited about everybody to hear that.
Last week, it was so powerful, it dropped out of the show. I know you guys like that part of the episode.
The song was so great that it busted the breakers the breakers down.
But don't worry, when we upload it in the episode, we'll put it at an appropriate volume so it doesn't ruin your car speakers.
We'll put a filter through. Yes, so we'll put like a surge protector on it when we upload it.
I might name this episode Surge Protector.
Perfect.
And also, it's hard to say Matt Fassis is. I know
it doesn't roll off the tongue.
It's a lot of S's.
It's a lot of S's that get tangled up.
All right, well, we're going to get to some recording here in a minute, but for this episode, Beats, Who Am I's first recorded track, right?
Wow, yes, it's a big moment right now. Who Am I is officially on Spotify. We have our first single out, Things We Would Do, on all your streaming services, and it's out there now.
It's very catchy.
We're super excited about it. Y'all have probably heard the live versions. You know. Umpod gave you a little teaser of it, but we actually went in the studio with our buddy Tyler Hudson, drummer of Brevard, my buddy Drew is so cool. He's like, dude, we can't just put out one song. It costs the same amount whether you put out one song or an album. He's like, dude, how about we throw an acoustic version up there too?
Right, yeah.
And so we have an acoustic version of Things You Would Do, and then we got a song that Drew just wrote like about a month ago when we came back from Bloodline. He wrote it that day, and it's a great demo, and he's like, why don't we release this demo? So you're going on this journey with Who Am I. You got a song we just recorded full band, and now you got two acoustic songs recorded that Drew from live from Charlie's Castle.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool. Well, I guess we should just go ahead, man. I know we got a lot ahead of us, so.
Whole bunch.
Let's go ahead and lay down that new track.
Let's play that track. This is Things We Would Do from Who Am I.
Down at the barn, don't worry, I'll pick you up from the farm. You can expect me around 5 or 5:30, and I don't care if you're still dirty from work. Oh, the things we would do. Oh, the things we would do. The things we would do. Oh, the things we would do.
until the start of the season, and I think that's a good enough reason to pick a direction when we get in the car, and then we'll see how far we can go. Oh, the things we would do. Oh, the things we would do. The things we would do. Oh, the things we would do. You just got kicked out of your apartment, and you've got nowhere to go. But it's all good, you can crash with me. You always made my house feel like a home. Now you're all the way up in New York. That's 12 hours away. But South Carolina, it ain't that far. The drive will only take half a day.
Things We Would Do, the new freshly recorded track from
Fresh
Who Am I?
Off the press, y'all. We got the smells going. We got all the room is getting full of people. We have got to start music here real quick. But before we do, I just wanted to get my buddy Drew on the mic real quick, the host of Charlie's Castle. Just kind of shout out everyone. You are invited to Charlie's Castle when we do a show here. This is a house DIY event. We want to inspire you to do a house show of your own. So just Drew, just tell them. We've talked about it on the show before, about how we do house shows, but we also, dude, we haven't really talked about it, bro. We're on Spotify right now. We have our first single and two acoustic songs, one of them being brand new, but they're all brand new to you. Things We Would Do is on all your streaming services. It was written by my buddy Drew. He's hosting this house show. Just say some quick words real quick about those two things, and then we're going to start some music. And it smells delicious in here. Someone eat some food.
So good.
Well, it's just gluten-free pasta and garlic, basil, tomato sauce, and some zucchini and mozzarella. It's not just, you know, something quick to throw together. Yeah, we got the single done a couple weeks ago. Things We Would Do is our debut single. Recorded with Tyler Hudson of Hudson Recording in Greer. Amazing to work with that guy. If you are in a band and you are listening to this, look him up on Instagram and give him an email, text, whatever. Super professional, made us sound super, super good. He's also a drummer, so the drums on the recording just sound P-H-A-T, fat. So good. He did a bunch of stuff with my guitar to make it sound super full, gave it low end. Amazing work with the vocals. But yeah, we got the song as well as a couple of bonus tracks on there, some acoustic demos. Is live on Spotify, Apple Music, all that good stuff. As of yesterday, as of December 16th.
Thanks.
The single Things We Would Do by Who Am I is live on streaming services.
So and when they search for you guys now, is it, it's all lowercase?
No. So it's all one word, but each word starts with a capital letter, if that makes sense.
I don't know if that's going to factor into the search functions. I'm sure it'll pop up either way, right?
It might. I know on Spotify there's a few that are Who Am I, but like some are all lowercase, some are all uppercase.
Don't get those fake Who Am I's, folks.
Some have a question mark, some don't. But our profile picture is just the Things We Would Do album art. That's just black with white text. That's all it is. So you'll know it's us.
And we could put like a link in the episode info. That'll make things easier for people too. So
that would be awesome.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah, we are here at Charlie's Castle, AKA my house in Simpsonville. This is our first house. We're first time homeowners, bought the house in January, and in July, started doing house shows. When I was a teenager, started doing house shows with my friends in New York, looking for places to play. Couldn't really figure out how to get booked anywhere. So just decided, let's turn the living room into a music venue. So we're doing the same thing here all these years later in South Carolina, except it's our kitchen, not our living room. But we cleared out all the furniture, brought some benches in from outside. And yeah, there's a whole bunch of people. We got a bunch of snacks on the counter. We got food in the oven. We're about to get started with music. Tonight's an acoustic show, so there's not a giant PA taking up space. So there's a little bit more room in here than usual. But yeah, there's probably 25, 30 people here hanging out. We're about to get started with some tunes. And it really is a great, fun time. It's very community oriented. Kevin likes to say that the real show is the hanging out, and that the bands are just an excuse to get people together in the same room and to be a community. So that's kind of why we do all this, you know, to inspire that throughout, you know,
awesome, man.
Musicians and music fans locally.
Well, and if you guys want a little bit more details, because we are getting started here in a second, just tune into the season 4 finale where we interviewed Drew, and he talked about some of his house shows and some of his functions he put on up there in New York. If someone wants to reach out to you and play one of these gigs with you, how do they do that?
The best way to do that would be to reach out to the Who Am I Instagram and message us. It's just whoami.band.sc on Instagram. And I'm the main one who responds to those messages. So that'd be the best way to reach out to us.
All right. I think that'll about do it, man. Let's get the show cranked up.
Cool. Let's do it.
All right, and that's going to wrap up the part one from the Charlie's Castle show and Who Am I special here with the debut of their new single, The Things We Would Do. And stay tuned, folks. Like we said, we're going to have a few more artists from this special, from this event, and we'll be putting them across the next few episodes. So stay tuned for that. Stay tuned for Matt Fassis. Stay tuned for Kick Snare Crash and many, many others. We have a lot of other people on deck for season 5. So, yeah, we'll see you guys next week. Peace out. Upstate Music Live.